I've just completed the body talk session for the group, on the theme of being able to receive and experience joy. And the theme was it was interesting because what came up through the session was very much around a theme of trying to find joy through thinking. In other words, using the head brain. So having joy as a concept that one can kind of control through how they think about it, and thinking also thinking of it as good versus bad or bad versus good, and how this should instead be a process that comes from being and allowing the joy, because the thinking about it actually prevents it from happening because we create boundaries when we have a thought about how something should happen, then we limit it. When we just step back and say, I allow it, I don't know how or where or when, the limits are no longer there. And it enables this process to unfold. So that was the theme. So I'll explain sort of a bit more specifically how it came up. We worked with a fear of letting go of status quo. So for a lot of people, their lives are quite controlled, and there's a tendency to live life in a specific way because it makes us feel safe. And even if it's not a way that, even if it's something that doesn't make us happy, because it makes us feel safe, we keep doing it. Whereas happiness often comes with surrendering and with letting go and allowing life to unfold, because sometimes the very things we fear are the things or the situations or circumstances through which we actually end up receiving our happiness. So this links into the heart around self-acceptance, because of course happiness is also related to our sense of self. If we accept ourselves just the way we are and stop fighting and resisting it, and as well as fighting and resisting circumstances, that is when happiness is enabled. And it's linking that then to the spleen, around a tendency to compare to others, bringing in the spleen consciousness there of thinking. So the spleen enables us to think, but when this is pathological, then there is an overthinking that happens. And that's what we're working with here is kind of an overthinking and a comparison of self to others and why I am not as good as they are because of this or that, and therefore this leads to unhappiness. So if there's an acceptance of self, then that does not occur. So we're working with releasing that tendency. And then a lot of work around the spleen, around overthinking, linking it to the three brain complex. So for those of you who have not done these sessions before, the three brains are the head brain, the heart brain, and the gut or enteric brain. The head brain is the brain that we're all aware of. Now all three brains actually are made up of the same neurological makeup, and that's they're the same, much of the same neurotransmitters and basic physiology. However, their roles are different. And the head brain is the one that we pay the most attention to. It's what we are aware of. And we tend to actually assume that the head brain is controls and is responsible for far more than it is. The head brain is like a computer. It runs programs to enable our survival. And these can be programs that maybe result in us doing things and responding in a way that's not necessarily even good for us, but because we survive, we'll keep doing it that way. So that was what I mentioned earlier. So the head brain is responsible for those programs and for survival and the autonomic processes that happen. It's very analytical in nature. The heart brain is actually around relating. It's around our feelings towards and in relation to others and ourselves and the environment and work, etc. It's also got to do with the innate and your intuition. And the gut brain is largely related to instinct, gut instinct, making decisions. The enteric brain or gut brain is very related to our immune system. Most of our immune functioning is controlled or is related to the state of the enteric brain, as is our mood, because most of the neurotransmitters relate responsible for mood, such as Serotonin and dopamine are actually produced in the gut and not in the head. Okay, so it just shows you that all three brains have a role to play, and it's important that they all are allowed to play their roles effectively, and that we don't place too much emphasis on the head to do the roles of the other two. Now, happiness is not a head-brain function. Happiness is a state of being, and that is very much a heart brain and probably also incorporates gut as well, because if you follow your gut instinct, you'll end up in situations that make you happy. So this is around balancing that and reducing the emphasis on the head brain and working with guilt and fear consciousness resulting in inhibition. So this is when we become afraid of things, when we are fearful, when we feel guilty about things. We tend to inhibit ourselves in relation to opportunities, to other people. And this prevents flow. It prevents us from opening ourselves up to situations which would then allow for happiness. I had to then bring in the consciousness of the spleen according to Louise Hay. Some of you may know her work. She talks about the consciousness of various different body parts. And for her, the spleen is around obsessions, being obsessed about things. So this is that overthinking. It is, if I'm constantly thinking about not being happy, I'm thinking about being happy. It's all head stuff. And in being obsessed about it, we resist being able to just be and allow the happiness that could come. And she also brings in mantras or affirmations that are useful for shifting blockages in these particular body parts. So with an energy blockage in the spleen, her affirmation is, I love and approve of myself. I trust the process of life to be there for me. I am safe. All is well. So you can see how this actually feeds beautifully into everything else that has come up in the session. The ability to love the self and accept the self, therefore in doing so allowing happiness, and the ability to trust that life will bring happiness. It's not a process of having to be or having to do things differently. Having to be, I mean, like I must be other than I am now in order to be happy. When I say happiness is about being, it's about just being in the present in the way things are. Right, so that was tapped out. I then had to balance you all energetically to this joy, sadness spectrum. Now, this is also important. Happiness is not, it's on a spectrum. On the one side is joy and the other side is sadness. In order to experience and receive joy, we have to be able to also allow and receive sadness. Khalil Gibran talks about this when he talks about something along the lines of your cup. If your cup has been empty, then it can be filled. It's sort of the concept of the paradox is you have to know dark to know light. You have to allow and be aware of your sadness to be able to allow and be aware of your happiness, because if you block sadness, you're not going to allow yourself to have happiness either. If you block yourself from feeling, then you're not going to feel the positive feelings either. So this is about balancing everyone to that sadness-joy spectrum. And then I had to do a little energy matrix in the heart. So now energy matrix, it's a bundle of energy. In this case, we worked with a group. It would usually be a group matrix in a family where we work with the relationships and the system and the energy dynamics between them and shift them. But what was interesting was that in this situation, we worked with sadness and joy, the spectrum, as an entity, almost like a person. And bringing in, holding that matrix was instead of like a mother and father, we have the maternal, the collective feminine consciousness, and the paternal, the paternal holder being the masculine, collective masculine consciousness holding this matrix of our relationship to joy. And I had to create an emotional attachment from the self, from each of you, to the joy-sadness spectrum, and sever the mental attachment that each of you have to the joy-sadness spectrum. So in other words, being able to shift that relationship, that system that you're living in relation to the emotions, in order to be able to experience joy and sadness emotionally and not mentally. I no longer think of being caught up in the head around it. Parallel to that, working with a fear of not deserving or being unworthy of joy. And then bringing in the spleen again around protection. So the consciousness of the spleen, it's related to immune functioning and therefore has a consciousness of protection. When we are afraid that we are not worthy or do not deserve, then and a protection goes in place, again this blocking the ability to receive happiness. So we need to just shift that as well. And that was all tapped out. All right, so there you go. Not such a long session, but seems to be quite a powerful one because very, very specific in its focus. And if you have any questions at all, please don't hesitate to email me. I'm going to put up a link for cortices. I don't remember if I did this last time. I'd like you to all tap out your cortices to integrate the session. Do that for the next 5 days, but you can do the cortices technique every day if you want to. It's a very powerful and beneficial technique. So I'll put that link with the feedback. Okay, wishing you all the best. Goodbye.